Now we travel to a community in South Los Angeles where farmers unload boxes of tomatoes, grapes, and other fruits and vegetables. The buyers bring two kinds of currency, cash and food stamps. Now farmers worry that some of their customers will no longer have food stamps to spend. That's because Congress is considering eliminating more than $800 million in food stamp assistance. NPR's Farai Chidea visited a Los Angeles farmers market to hear from those who have the most to lose.
On Wednesday afternoons, in the parking lot of St. Agnes Church near downtown Los Angeles, Celia Santillan doesn't have enough hands to serve all her customers.
A dollar bunch, ma'am.
The people who come to her stall are Black, Latino, Middle Eastern, and white. They're looking for good deals on vegetables like broccoli and squash.
This is a squash flower. You have to clean like this. Oh, you know this is broccoli. This is
chili peppers. What
chili
kind?
Pepper. It's arbol. Chile de arbol.
Yeah. Chile arbol.
Yeah. You make good salsa with that.
I see you have cactus. How would I cook that cactus? Like
you peel it, wash it, cut in little pieces, and boil for 5 minutes. Make scrambled egg, put in your meat. People use it for juice, for diabetes.
Her cash box is a simple plastic bin filled with $1 bills and $2 coupons from WIC, the government's nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Many of Santillan's customers receive WIC or food stamp benefits on an electronic card.
Oh, los ayotes. Pensé que decía chayotes.
The dozen or so vendors are as diverse as their customers. Some of the farmers drive hundreds of miles to get here, and their customers are just as picky as those at any farmer's market. But here, there are no mescaline salad greens, aged cheeses, or bonsai trees for sale. Sayas Castello is perusing the stands with his two children, including an infant in a car seat slung on his arm.
4 años y 2 meses.
4 years old, and the baby is 2 months, he says. He's just one of many parents who want the best food for their children.
Vegetables for my babies, fruits.
You get a good price?
Yeah.
25 years ago, a coalition of churches decided to fight two battles at once. They wanted to save failing family farms and also feed low-income Angelenos. So they took a few $100s and started this farmer's market, one of the first in Los Angeles County. Harry Brown Heagle of St. Agnes was the market's first manager.
It's always been an outreach to the people with the most need. And it's clearly valuable to start a family off early, knowing what farmers markets are, knowing what's available, knowing how to access it.
Brown Heagle says that during peak summer months, as much as 40% of the transactions are done with WIC and food stamps. In Los Angeles, where transportation is always an issue, many customers walk to the farmers market. Eunice Davis came with her friend Rosetta.
You get things that you wouldn't normally get in the market. For instance, my friend over here sells butter peas. And a lot of people don't know about butter peas, but that's a cross between a black-eyed pea and a butter bean, and they're excellent. This is my friend Rosetta.
Hi, Rosetta.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm doing great. So what do you like about the market?
You just really get out and you see what nature is really producing. You know, there's no comparison with what we get in the markets as far as mostly canned stuff, and even the fruits themselves and the vegetables. There is a difference in the quality that we get here.
Anything else today?
John Swierdowski has been selling produce at the market since March when he retired from the Marines.
I have maybe found my niche because I really enjoy talking with people. I love hearing the sound of my own voice.
60 cents out of one and 40.
Thank you.
Now your vegetables are really reasonably priced. Farmers markets are good for family farms, but still, is it tough to make a living selling the vegetables for the prices you do?
It is difficult. We're on a tight budget, so to speak, but the price of fuel right now and the price of labor and the price of water, we have to keep our eye on everything.
And it seems like this market, you know, is really great for the community because it takes the WIC and the food stamps and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that also helps us, too, taking the WICs and the food stamps. It's a benefit to us also.
How so?
Well, this area, being the area that it is, they provide the WICs and the food stamps. It helps them, and if they did not have that, it would be difficult for us. So it provides a benefit both ways.
Shamsia Sheffa came to the farmer's market today with her debit card, issued by the food stamp program. To her, the market is one of the few positive places in the neighborhood. and a real boost to her neighbors.
It will help their self-esteem, where the rich people can afford to buy in a whole food in a nutrition place. At least it will help them. They can do it too. They are part of the universe.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.